Задание А8, А14. Вы услышите интервью, которое школьница берет у своей бабушки для школьной радиогазеты. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Grandmother Elaine. My grandmother grew up on a farm in Nebraska. I wanted to interview her, not only because she has a great story, but also to learn more about her past. I will try to make it a real interview, not just a chat with a grandma. So my first question, what is your name and birthplace?
I go by Elaine, but my real name is Helen Elaine. I was born April 8, 1933, in Guide Rock, Nebraska, on a farm. I had an older sister and two younger brothers.
Why do you go by your middle name?
My mother, my dad's sister, and my uncle's wife were all named Helen. Can you imagine the chaos? I chose to be called Elaine so that I wouldn't be confused during family get-togethers.
What was your school like?
Well, the stories you hear your parents tell were actually true. We walked 3 miles to school and 3 miles back. During the summer, the walk wasn't bad, but in winter, our feet would freeze. When we got to the one-room schoolhouse, I remember my teacher would always bring me a bucket of warm water to soak my feet. Boy, was I lucky. Since it only had one room, we interacted with the older kids, which was nice because we got to hear them recite.
When you got home, did you have chores to do?
Of course, we all had specific tasks. My sister and I cleaned the dining room, which had hardwood floors like every room in the house. I was always upset because I had to wax the floors on my hands and knees and dust the furniture. My sister, since she was older, only had to dust the shelves. After our chores were done, we sat down as a family to eat. Then I had to dry the dishes. My father always sent me to my room for bed at 6:30. I was never able to figure out what you would call my room. I guess you could call it a closet.
What was high school like?
Well, we finally had a bus to ride that I caught every morning at 7 a.m. In high school, there were no athletics for girls. Boys had football, basketball, and track. There were school dances, but not quite as fancy as the ones you have. I never really had enough rhythm to dance, but I tried.
Did you ever get to go to college?
My parents never mentioned college to me because we had no money. After high school, I worked at the Farmers Union Creamery as a secretary. One day, my boss came to see me and told me that I was going to college. I was confused and said, "No, I'm not. We can't afford it." He made the arrangements and drove me to a college 150 miles away. I still do not know where the money came from. My major was home economics education. As a student, I worked at the creamery and also at the cafeteria at the school.
Did you follow through with your teaching career?
Yes, I was a home economics teacher for 30 years.
After all your struggles, did you build a family?
Yes, I married a nice man and had 5 lovely kids, and I now have 9 beautiful grandchildren. I am very proud of my family. There were many funny times when my children were growing up. Once, your Uncle Danny told your Aunt Kathy that the cigarette lighter in the car smelled like cherries, and she burnt her nose. At the time, those moments weren't as funny as they are now when we look back on them. All of this was worth the problems I struggled with growing up.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Grandmother Elaine. My grandmother grew up on a farm in Nebraska. I wanted to interview her, not only because she has a great story, but also to learn more about her past. I will try to make it a real interview, not just a chat with a grandma. So my first question, what is your name and birthplace?
I go by Elaine, but my real name is Helen Elaine. I was born April 8, 1933, in Guide Rock, Nebraska, on a farm. I had an older sister and 2 younger brothers.
Why do you go by your middle name?
My mother, my dad's sister, and my uncle's wife were all named Helen. Can you imagine the chaos? I chose to be called Elaine so that I wouldn't be confused during family get-togethers.
What was your school like?
Well, the stories you hear your parents tell were actually true. We walked 3 miles to school and 3 miles back. During the summer, the walk wasn't bad, but in winter, our feet would freeze. When we got to the one-room schoolhouse, I remember my teacher would always bring me a bucket of warm water to soak my feet. Boy, was I lucky. Since it only had one room, we interacted with the older kids, which was nice because we got to hear them recite.
When you got home, did you have chores to do?
Of course, we all had specific tasks. My sister and I cleaned the dining room, which had hardwood floors like every room in the house. I was always upset because I had to wax the floors on my hands and knees and dust the furniture. My sister, since she was older, only had to dust the shelves. After our chores were done, we sat down as a family to eat. Then I had to dry the dishes. My father always sent me to my room for bed at 6:30. I was never able to figure out what you would call my room. I guess you could call it a closet.
What was high school like?
Well, we finally had a bus to ride that I caught every morning at 7 a.m. In high school, there were no athletics for girls. Boys had football, basketball, and track. There were school dances, but not quite as fancy as the ones you have. I never really had enough rhythm to dance, but I tried.
Did you ever get to go to college?
My parents never mentioned college to me because we had no money. After high school, I worked at the Farmers Union Creamery as a secretary. One day, my boss came to see me and told me that I was going to college. I was confused and said, No, I'm not. We can't afford it. He made the arrangements and drove me to a college 150 miles away. I still do not know where the money came from. My major was home economics education. As a student, I worked at the creamery and also at the cafeteria at the school.
Did you follow through with your teaching career?
Yes, I was a home economics teacher for 30 years.
After all your struggles, did you build a family?
Yes, I married a nice man and had 5 lovely kids, and I now have 9 beautiful grandchildren. I am very proud of my family. There were many funny times when my children were growing up. Once, your Uncle Danny told your Aunt Kathy that the cigarette lighter in the car smelled like cherries, and she burnt her nose. At the time, those moments weren't as funny as they are now when we look back on them. All of this was worth the problems I struggled with growing up.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.